taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Christless conservatism and the Republican Party platform. This is the new platform that is being championed by Donald Trump, who's running for president, in case you're living under a rock. And he wants to change the Republican Party platform. The Republican Party platform was, you know, adopted in 2016 at that Republican National Convention. And it was a pretty good platform. It wasn't perfect. Like, it advocates statehood for Puerto Rico. But it takes some pretty bold stands that were pretty unpopular at the time, including wanting, denouncing and calling for the overturning of Obergefell and also a national ban on abortion. This was a pretty good platform at the time that the Republican Party had. Now, the Republican Party did not change the platform in 2020 at all. They didn't do a platform, which was criticized at the time. But you know what? I'm not going to cast a stone at that, because this 2024 platform has come out. And it's bad. So we're going to talk about that, some of the positives and a lot of the negatives about this platform. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description if you're below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Also, check out that free Evangelical Dark Web newsletter. That gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day to bypass censorship. So this is an article written by Anthony, Christless Conservatism. I changed the headline, though. Trump's GOP platform talks bigly on immigration, betrays on abortion. And this is the two highlights of this platform that I think are really encompassed in the headline. Because it's worth noting that they have a 20 promises outlined for the House and Senate. And these 20 do not talk about abortion whatsoever. They do talk heavily about immigration, seal the border and stop the migrant invasion, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. So stuff like that, stop outsourcing. So this platform really hones in on the issue of immigration. And there is some commendable language here. However, what's worth noting is that the language on immigration found in this platform, specifically that of deportation, largely focuses on illegal aliens or people who've invaded this country and then committed subsequent violent crime. That seems to be the focus of the deportation language. Your average illegal alien, the language of deportation is a little more ambiguous, and I don't like that. I don't like the fact that it talks big on immigration, but it doesn't exude confidence that Trump actually believes and supports mass deportation. Like it says, the platform believes in mass deportation. Well, of who? Are we going to defer the dreamer? Are we going to deport the dreamers? Are we going to deport the, you know, the migrant workers that are illegal here? Are we going to deport? Anyone who's not a U.S. citizen or here legally? It's not as spelled out. And because it focuses on those who committed subsequent crimes, it's ambiguous on the rest. And I don't like that part about the immigration part. But immigration, to me, is the number one issue. And I'm glad to see that this platform takes a stronger stance on what is the number one issue facing our country on a federal level. Not necessarily on a state level, but if you are running nationally, this needs to be your number one issue. Because if we let this invasion continue at our southern border, we won't have a country to have a border to defend. And it's that simple, because this is all about trying to replace the Native American or heritage American population. So there's a lot to like, or there's some things to like about this platform, but there's a lot to not like about this platform. I made the comment that this platform cares more about anti-Semitism than it does about dead babies. And that is certainly true. And the quote that is pulled up in the article is this. It comes from one of their chapters. Four Republicans will protect and defend a vote of the people from within the states on the issue of life. So we're defending the right of popular sovereignty on whether or not to declare something as murder. That is weak sauce. And it goes on to say, we proudly stand for families and life. We believe that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees that no person can be denied life or liberty without due process, and that the states are therefore free to pass laws protecting those rights. After 51 years, because of us, that power has been given to the states and to vote for and to a vote of the people. We will oppose late-term abortion while supporting mothers and policies that advance prenatal care and access to birth control and IVF fertility treatments. So we're opposing late-term abortion. That's it. That's the only abortion that is specified on a national level that the Republican Party will oppose. So the 99% of other abortions the Republican Party is okay with, that's what we're saying here. That is really what we're saying here. I wrote an article on J.D. Vance supporting abortion pills, which, by the way, the recent study that I reported on months ago from this year, that was published this year, said that 63% of abortions were self-performed. And that's the ones they know about. Self-performed. That means the mother is the only person involved in the killing of a child. So that was 63%. J.D. Vance supports abortion 63% of the time, unquestionably. And this platform supports even more. And then it supports IVF, which you can't really be pro-life and support that industry. It's that corrupt. It's that tied to abortion. You can't really do that. Abortion or birth control, kind of the same thing. Or same connection in many cases. So this isn't really a new development for the Republican Party to talk a big game. Or what is new is that they're not pretending to talk a big game on the issue of abortion. They're not pretending like Mitt Romney, John McCain, or George Bush. Although I would say Mitt Romney and John McCain didn't pretend to be pro-life. They were pretty openly pro-abortion. Nevertheless.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
There's another thing I want to talk about with this, and Anthony goes pretty hardcore in a base comment here about how Trump is cowering to women. And that's largely what's happened here, is that the Republican Party is cowering to women. And I think that's also driving the economic policy of we're not going to tax tips, which I've worked in a restaurant. I loved working in a restaurant back in the day. And the idea that, hey, the waitresses can get, you know, their income is not taxed because they're making tips, but we get taxed in the kitchen, in the back of the house. That ain't cool. And since waitresses, where I worked, it was pretty much all female waitresses and then all men in the kitchen. So that's clearly, to me, seen as a move to cater to women. So this whole thing is just, it's very gynocratic. And when it talks about the issue of transgenderism, what is it mostly concerned about? Women's sports. Is that a biblical standard? No. But let's go to the platforms for a second. We have two mentions of God, and I want to highlight those. Under national interest in chapter 10, which is the last chapter, we have Republicans will promote a foreign policy centered on the most essential American interests, starting with the protection or protecting the American homeland, our people, our borders, our great American flag, and our rights under God. So that's listed last. Our rights under God is listed last. And again, that's pretty generic. And then in the preamble, so this is much earlier in the thing, or this is right after the 20 points in Trump's version of a contract with America. It says, today and together with love for our country, faith in our people, and trust in God's good grace, we will make America great again. And again, I don't think that's a bad invocation of God. But what I am saying is that's all we got here is just those two instances. The prior Republican Party platform had several more instances of God being mentioned. So it's just worth pointing out. So friends of the Evangelical Dark Web, like Ben Zeisloff, are proclaiming that they would not support any candidate that abides by this platform. It can be expected that other staunch abolitionists will take similar stances. And they have. They are. Now, Anthony believes that we should caution against overreacting to the platform, as it is poorly written and unserious in its presentation. Anthony, earlier in the article, he comments on the platform and says, it should be noted that the 2016 platform was admirable in the stances it took, which are unfortunately undone by this platform, at least in draft form, in what appeared to be a massive downgrade. And he would go on to say that this is a TikTok brain level platform. So, yeah, he goes on to say that 2016 was a serious platform spanning 66 pages and being truncated and brief. The 2024 is made for a stupid populace with TikTok brain. And that is definitely one of the biggest instances. Like, you can read this thing. It's 16 pages, but like, again, it's not 16 complete pages. It is completely just vacuous of more, you know, I guess, intelligent policy proposals. So what else do we need to say about this? So he goes on to say it's a both low effort and low IQ. One should not assume that the GOP will abide by its word or that the candidates, prospective or otherwise, will read its contents. What he's saying is there that candidates won't read the party platform. They don't read it. They've never, you know, how many of them have read even the 2016 platform and has been out for 8 years? So how significant is this platform really in politics? That's a good question to ask, but it is a staunch shift for the Republicans that even though the past Republican Party platform being very robust in certain areas, they want to undo that. Like, for instance, the language on sanctity of marriage does not disclude homosexuals and transvestites. It does not disinclude them. It's not a good platform. It just really isn't. It raises people's hopes on the issue of immigration. It gets the Bitcoin bros you know, they're very happy with this. The Bitcoiners are very happy with this because, you know, I guess if Bitcoin is your number one issue, this platform is for you. But how many people is this platform going to win over? And I don't think it's a lot. So, immigration, you know, the article concludes by saying immigration is the number one issue. The language on immigration is strangely ambiguous, emphasizing the deportation of illegal aliens who commit additional crimes while being far less clear about other cases. Whatever Trump's failures on immigration, sealing the border remains the most compelling reason left to gamble on Trump in 2024, as many did in 2016 for the life issue. The longer the issue goes unresolved, the worse it will be to redress. And if demographic replacement is achieved, then it is game over for the pro-life movement. Just ask Britain and France how abortion can be reversed after years of unmitigated population replacement. So that's the end of the article. And I just want to highlight that this was a good chance for the Republican Party to come out with a pro-natalist platform. And they did not do that. They did not deliver a pro-natalist platform to counter, or complement is the better word, the strong immigration planks in the platform. So this was a giant missed opportunity for Trump, for the Republicans, to set the tone about, you know, supporting the family, being pro-natalist, while also being, you know, anti-limiting immigration and helping out the American worker. So this was a giant missed opportunity to have a more robust platform by Trump and Republican Inc. And it's sad. So again, I want to end this video by saying I'm not telling anyone how to vote or, you know, navigate the issue of Trump. He's been around 8-12 years at this point, because he technically floated running in 2012. But he's been around for a long time. If you need me to tell you how to navigate that, I don't think I can help you. So, with that said, I'm going to close on that note. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Let me know what you think about what I think, and I will catch you on the next one. Stay based. Christ is King.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.